It's a Schlossen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we just finished the Pesach, wow, what an amazing experience having the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, having Leil HaSeder, and then going to the Chol HaMoed, and then having the second day, Zeshiras Hayam. Amazing experience. We'll talk about how to take that Pesach experience and bring into our lives. And now, right away, we come into Parsha Shmini. And we're ready, we're ready. We haven't had a Parsha Shir in a little while. We got to get back into it. Realize Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, Torah's Kohanim, the Karbonos. But just to bridge the gap, because right now we're in the beginning of Sefiras HaOmer. We started already. And there's a very famous question. I remember once sitting with my grandfather, and he asked me this question, and then later that night, he gave a whole drasha about this question, and he got everyone involved. And the question was the following. We know we're in the midst of Sefiras HaOmer. The Ramban writes that it's the connection between Pesach to Shavuos. Right now we're in a period of Chol HaMoed, right? We love Chol HaMoed. I'll talk about my Chol HaMoed trips, don't worry. Right? We're in a period of Chol HaMoed, bridging the gaps between a Pesach and a Shavuos. And the question is, we know that whenever we have a mitzvah, mizman lizman, from time to time, so there's always a bracha of Shechianu. It's a time-bound mitzvah. So if it's a time-bound mitzvah, so you should have a bracha of Shechianu. So the question is, if Sefiras HaOmer, the 49 days, is coming once a year from Pesach to Shavuos, why is there no bracha of Shechianu? Question one. Question two. Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph Vayikra Vayihi B'Yom HaShmini. It was the eighth day. Kara Moshe Li Aaron Ulabonov. Moshe calls out to Aaron and his sons Ulazikne Yisrael and to the elders of Yisrael. Vayomer Aaron Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bokar. He says to Aaron, "You got to go and take an Egel Ben Bokar Lechatos Va'ayo Leola." Says Rashi, it was the eighth day. We'll call it 2A. We know that, again, Klal Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim, and now we're a year after. The Mishkan is ready to be built. We have, as we know, that we had Truma, Tetzavek, Kisisa, Vayakob, Bakudei, talking about building the Mishkan, the construction of the Mishkan, and then we just had Vayikra and Tzav, which was about the Karbonos, about the Kohanim. And then we know that Klal Yisrael got the Torah in Har Sinai. They had the Aveira of Chet HaEgel. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchos again on Yom Kippur. And now all of a sudden they're inaugurating the Mishkan. And for 7 days, it was after 7 days, and now the eighth day, they're inaugurating it. And Rashi says that it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it's a Medrash that says that there were 10 crowns that were found on the first of Nisan. It was the first day. It was 7 days, and that was going to be the first day of use. And the question is, why is it called Bayom HaShmini? Just called Bayom HaRishon. Why is it the eighth day? You're right. It's the eighth day of inauguration. 7 days, and now it's the final day of the inauguration. It's like you have a preseason, and now you start day one of the regular season. You don't say this is, we had 10 games the preseason, now this is the 11th game. So the question is, why is it saying Vayihi B'Yom HaShmini? You're right, it's the eighth day, but it should be the first day of the actual usage of the Mishkan. And furthermore, the Medrash says, Rashi brings down, that why does it say Kach Lecha Egel? Says Rashi, bring down from the Medrash, that the Egel is because they made a mistake of the golden calf, Ma'aseh Chet HaEgel. And the Medrash says a little further, Rashi doesn't bring this down, that they have to bring an ayol. Why do they have to bring a sheep? Because that sheep that they sold from Mechiras Yosef. What does Mechiras Yosef have to do with the Mishkan? Obviously it does, because then why would the Medrash not? Why would it bring that? But what does Mechiras Yosef have to do with the ayol? 2B. Question 3. Again, there's so much in this parsha. It's jam-packed. But we got to pick and choose like we always do. We had the story of Nadav Avihu. Very troubled, very unclear story. Because we know the Midrashim say that Nadav Avihu were tzaddik and gemurim. They never did any Averas. And all of a sudden, It says in Paragud Pusak Aleph, Vayichu b'nei Aaron nodava aviyu, that nodava aviyu, what they do, ish machta so v'yinu b'hen ish v'yisimu lam ketores. They went, fire came down, and then they went and they took the ketores. Vayakrivu lifnei Hashem ish zora. They went and they made this fire, ish zora, asher lot sivo osam, that Hashem did not command them. Rashi brings down, quoting from the Gemara in Sadi Gimel Amun Aleph, in Erevin, found in Sanhedrin also, that what was their sin? What did Nadav Aviyu do? They, Shasu Yayin, they drank wine, they got drunk. It's not the time to get drunk. Furthermore, the Gemara goes on further in saying that they refused to get married. The Gemara goes on for another opinion that says that they went and they had a halakhic discussion in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest leader, he was the greatest Navi, he was their leader. So, why would they go and they would have a decision in front of Moshe Rabbeinu? What was this sin of Nadav Aviyu? They were tzaddikim, the Midrashim said. So if they were tzaddikim, what was their sin? What were they off on? And lastly, we know at the end of the parsha, it talks about kashrus. Right? Kashrus. Whenever you go into a discovery seminar, the way they prove Jew, one of the ways, obviously, the Rabbeinu Shlomo created the world and the Torah, but they show you through the animals. How the Torah is so real, because if you would find a species that it doesn't say in the Torah that's either kosher or not kosher, but it's all in the Torah, hafoch bo v'kula bo, it's all here. And the Torah says something amazing when it's talking about the different signs of kashrus. The different signs of kashrus. It says that we know that it has to have, right? We know the Torah tells us that akad zeh lo tachlu me'al ha-geira, in part say ha-parsa, tagamal, ki me'al ha-geira. So we know that if it chews its cut and its hooves are split, so therefore that's one of the those are the two simonim of kashrus. So for the gamal, we know for the camel it chews its cut, but its hooves are not split, so therefore it's not kosher. And by the pig, we know that by a pig, its hooves are split. And it's totally separated, but it doesn't chew its cut. And comes only Kliyakar and says, why does the Torah have to tell me specifically what it is and what it isn't? Just tell me what it doesn't have. Why do you have to tell me what it does have? And why there's no extra words in the Torah, says Kliyakar. So why is it specifically telling me by the pig and by the camel what it has that's kosher and what it doesn't have is kosher? Just say you need both simonim and you don't have one. That's the question of the Kliyakar. So let's discuss it. We have a lot of questions. A lot of Yesoidis. We got to hit to the crux. Question one, why is there no bracha of Shechianu? Right? It's a myth. It's a from Mizman Lizman, from time to time. We're trying to get to the Shavuos. So why is there no bracha of Shechianu? Question two, why is it the eighth day? It should be the first day. It's the first day. You're right. 7 days of Miluim preparation, and now the eighth day. So, but why? It should be the first day. It's the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They're using the Mishkan. And furthermore, the Medrash. How is it? It says there's an ego for the Chet Ego, and there's an aisle for the Mechiras Yosef. But what does Mechiras Yosef have to do with the Mishkan? And lastly, what was this Avera about Nadav Aviyu? What was Nadav Aviyu about? And what is the idea of having the Simoni Kashrus? Why do you have to say that one has one and doesn't have the other? What is that about? So what's the Yisod? What's the Yisod? So I remember being, again, my grandfather, scholar in residence, so many different places. I remember once walking by and listening to a guy talking to someone, and he was telling, I think he was talking to his mother. He's like, "Ma, I have the best story to tell you. Rabbi told me the best story." And he was going on to this great story, right, about holding on to all the family knows, holding on to the Afikomen, and the little boy, Yaakov Emden, was running around. His father was chasing him. I remember walking by. But as he said, my grandfather had an amazing, amazing idea. And I think this is going to be the progression we're going to go, and we're going to build it up into these other questions of Shemini. That there's different answers why there's no brach of Shechianu. The Baal Meor says that there's no brach of Shechianu by Sfiras HaOmer is because it's a zecher lemikdash. We don't have the base of the mikdash, and we only say Shechianu when there's simcha, And since we don't have the Zecher, since we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, so therefore we don't say Shachrianu. Rabbeinu Yerucham and other Rishonim go different ways. They say that since it's a continuation between a Pesach to a Shavuos, so maybe, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Shachrianu is going on the actual Pesach. Pesach, he said Shachrianu the first night. And now the whole Bracha is going on for the whole Shachrianu, is covering till Shavuos. Other Rishonim say, what do you mean? The Meiri goes as far as saying they know the opposite. The Shachrianu is being covered on Shavuos. So it sounds crazy. You have a bracha that's being said later on that's going to retroactively go and take place when we said Spiras Homer is starting from Pesach. Okay. My grandfather quoted the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik says a beautiful idea. Is that when you're going through a progression, if you have a mitzvah that it's getting you to that point, it's the starting point, but it's getting you there. Meaning, you have a Pesach, and we just experienced the Pesach, the Sipur Siyas Mitzrayim, the idea of family, the idea of togetherness, the idea of Hallel, having Hallel, realizing, wow, the Ribbono Shel, hold on Hashem ki toiv ki li'olam chasdo, how much He's given us, how much He keeps on giving us, how He doesn't stop, the bounty of the amazing things He's giving us. And then you have that Pesach experience, but it's a process. It's a process to get to Kabbalas HaTorah, to get to Zman Matan Torah Seinu, to get to the Shavuos. And in a process, we don't make a bracha on a process. Because we're going from step one, little by little by little by little. And we talk about this all the time, because this is what life's about. Life's about working. The process, and it's not easy. It's about taking those challenges. Never telling yourself that you can't do something. There's no such thing as I can't do it. Maybe for some reason I'm not able to accomplish it right now. But never a person can say, I can't do it. You know, this Chol HaMoed, I took my family, we had some awesome trips. And I took my family to a little amusement park. I haven't loved amusement parks, anyone's heard me ever. Sure, they know I love it. And I was taking one of my daughters, a lot of daughters, and she was petrified of these rides. She's nervous. I'm holding her hand, and we're going on this ride. I don't want to tell her that it flips over 8 times, and you got to really hold on. I remember she was like holding on my hand. She's like, Tati, what's this going to do? I'm like, no, nothing, don't worry. She's like, are we going to go up? I'm like, yeah, we'll go up a little. She's like, let's say the buckle opens up and the whole thing. What happens? I'm like, that's a good question. I don't want to tell her my thing like moved a little. That would be really bad, right? And she took on the challenge. I felt like deja vu. I felt like, you know, that time that I took on my challenge and she took on her challenge. And all she was talking about the rest of the day was, wow. Because she went in there and she spun for 3 minutes. Hula hoops, flips, unbelievable, but she took on a challenge. And again, if a person's really afraid of those type of things, like, obviously don't do that. But if you have something that you want to accomplish, but it's just you're being stopped, but you say, I could take it on, why not? I could do it. And that's Sfiras HaOmer is the time that we take the physical freedom of Pesach, because we are physically free. But you know how we get spiritual freedom? From the Shavuos. From my grandfather, Shem the Rav, that's the idea. The Shachianu is bridging the gap between the Pesach to the Shavuos. And you don't make a bracha of Shachianu on that. Because it's together, the Pesach to the Shavuos. So why? What is the Egel? The Mishkan? What is the Mishkan about? Why specifically the eighth day? What is the eighth day? Why not the first day? Right, I remember going opening day, Yankee Stadium, right? What's the idea of eight? It should be one. So I think the answer is like this, is that when you're living in the Mishkan, and that's our goal, we want to be living with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything we do in life, we want to connect, and it's hard, there's a lot of challenges. But our ultimate goal is to get to eight. Why? Because eight represents Lemaila Min HaTeva. It represents above nature. Above nature. We know 6 days. Six. And then seventh is Shabbos. And eight is above nature. And there's so many proofs throughout all of Chazal of this idea of the difference between going from a 6 to a 7 to an 8. There's so many proofs. You know, 6 days we work, 6 days in the week. And then the seventh day is Shabbos. We know that we have 6 months between Sukkot and Pesach, right? And then each of these holidays, we have 7 days. There's 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, as we're talking about the Sfiras HaOmer. There are seven, the menorah representing the Chochmah, has seven branches. There's seven colors of a rainbow. There's seven musical notes. We know that there's 7 days of Sheva Brachos. There's a Gemara that says in Sanhedrin, Sadi Zion, that after 6,000 years of working to develop the world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll have 1,000 years of Shabbos, 6 and then 7. And 8 represents the idea of going beyond the natural order. 8 is seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam Lemala Min HaTeva. Chanukah is 8. The Gemara tells us in Erechin, Daf Yud Gimel, that David HaMelech, in the time of Mashiach, it will be beyond natural order, and there will be an 8th string. David HaMelech will take that harp that has 7 strings, and he'll go and have the 8th string, because it's Lemaila Min HaTeva. So 8 represents going above nature. And for us, to live with Hashem, we have to realize that we could be above nature. Now, the Mishkan was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, and also for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. So how is that? So again, we're saying to live with the walking Mishkan. Walking Mishkan is to live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know the Beis HaLevi says that the Chet HaEgel, which we've spoken so much about, but the Chet HaEgel represents the idea of A, they didn't listen, they didn't ask their leaders, they just decided whatever they wanted to do. And not only that, they didn't wait. Kasher Sivcha Hashem. You got to follow the commandments. You can't do whatever you want. Life is not doing. There's rules and restrictions, right? Pesach just finished, right? And obviously you go to all the supermarket and you don't want your kid to have it. It's just like the kosher thing. Oh, sorry, I don't eat that hechsher. But Tati, mommy, I saw you eat. No. Don't eat that hechsher, right? You got to create the boundaries. So the kasher Sivcha Hashem, then I need to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandment. And you can't make up your own commandments. Obviously, you have to go with your poskim and your rabbanim and figure out exactly, but there are 613 mitzvos. Kasher Sivcha Hashem, says the Medrash, and I heard from one of my rabbanim, Rav Yonason Sacks. He says, no. You know what the kapara of the Chet HaEgel? You know the Egel was in the Mishkan? Because they did whatever they wanted. And even though they did whatever they wanted, they didn't do kasher Sivcha Hashem. And not only that, we want to live in a walking Mishkan. You know how we do it? We need all of Achdus. We know all of Kal Yisrael together. The Ramban writes, very fascinating, the Ramban writes in his Akdoma to Sefer Shemos, he says, the whole idea of the Mishkan is to take the Maimon HaSinai experience, the Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, of all Kal Yisrael being together, and putting it together. You know what happened with Mechiras Yosef? Mechiras Yosef, Kal Yisrael, the fighting, the sibling rivalry, which we dealt with so difficult to understand, the pain caused Yaakov, right? Such a difficult story. You know, mother always talk about it. It's so difficult to understand. But there was definitely problems in Klal Yisrael. And the whole Mishkan is putting Klal Yisrael all together. That's the idea of the Mishkan. But the Mishkan is Lemaila Min HaTeva. It's above. And you know what the mistake of Nadav Avihu was? They were very holy people. They were very holy people. You know, the Gemara says, Yatzei Yayin, Yatzei Sod. They weren't trying to get drunk to do crazy things. They were using it to try to bring Kedusha. And they didn't want to get married because they felt that they were on the level of such total Kedusha. But they didn't do Kasher Sivcha Hashem. They were Tzadikim Gemurim. But they had to live in this world. They couldn't just... They had the Avos Hashem. They had the love of Hashem. But they needed the Kasher Sivcha Hashem. They needed to live in this reality. Because if a person lives in this reality and realizes, wow, look what Hashem has given us. and I'm going to work with it. They went and they did halachic, not even asking Moshe, because they decided whatever they wanted. And that's exactly what was the problem with the Chet Ha'ego. And the Mishkan, which is L'mayla min HaTeva, is we say we want the Yerushalayim, we want the Avas Hashem, but we need to live with Hashem, with the Torah. Darosh Darosh, it's interesting, in this week's Parsha Shemini, the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Lamed, it says, you know what the midpoint of the Torah is? Amazing. The Torah tells us in Pereg Yud Pasuk Tet Zayin that Sir HaKatash Darosh Darash. Right? It's talking about the sin offering, and it says Darosh Darash. If you look in the Gemara in Kedushin, this is the midpoint of the whole of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. And I heard a beautiful idea. I was listening to Rosholm Rosner. Amazing stuff. OU.org. Why you Torah? He says, Darosh Darosh. Darosh Drash. What does that mean? That you have Torah Shebichsav, the Rin, but Drash. You got to learn it up. Torah Shebal Peh. Right? When a person goes and he gets an Aliyah, he says, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. And then afterwards, you say a bracha, says a Torah, Asher Nata. Right? Asher Nata Lanu. Torah's Emes. Vechaye Oilam. So what is that? Says the Torah, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. Because without Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law, we wouldn't know anything. We would just have the Torah Shabbat Chesav. But we don't understand. We don't have Gemaras. We don't understand the Halachas. We wouldn't have all Masechas Pesachim. We wouldn't have the intricacies about every single detail about Pesach, about Sukkis. So you need Torah Shabbat Chesav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? Always there is that. Oh, what if the Rebbe have to learn Gemara and know all this? Because if you want to understand Taras Hashem, you got to learn the Tanam and the Amoraim, who were so close to their Baruch Shalom. They transmitted the oral law. And without both of them, you can't learn Torah. Right? That Mimokhras HaShabbos, they Perushim, the people that just went and they took the Torah and they took it literally. They say Mimokhras HaShabbos from Shabbos. Well, you know it's not true. Mimokhras HaShabbos is from Pesach. They say, right? The second day of Pesach, it starts Sfiras Salomer because it's the process. So Nodav Aviu, they just wanted to live with Avas Hashem, but there needed to be the boundaries. They needed to live with Yiras Hashem, follow the laws, not just whatever they think. And that was their problem. They might have had the good intentions. They wanted to be out of this world, but the truth is, you've got to bring your Ribbono Shel Olam into your world. You got to bring him into your world. And that's the idea of Kashrus. Says the Kli Yakar, you know why the Torah has to tell us exactly what a pig has and doesn't have? You know what a camel has and doesn't have? Because we want to be complete people. We want to, Hashem put us in this world. Rasul Salanter says that it's easier to finish Shas. We heard this before. Easier to finish Shas, and it's not easy to finish Shas. It's not easy to finish Shas. It's not easy to know Shas. It's not easy to, anyone who has ever learned knows. Right? Sometimes you don't even know it, you know, for me. Right, you're learning, and then you're doing the daf, and then you try to go back 3 days, you're like, I don't know what daf I'm up to, right? To remember something, to master it. Wow, but to finish all of Shas, says the Rasul Salanter, it's easier to finish all of Shas than change one midah, one character trait. Because we're born, we have our character traits, nature, nurture, we have our character traits. But we're able to build ourselves, but it's a process. But we need the Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. And says at Kli Yakar, that you know why the Torah says specifically what it has and what it doesn't have? To show sometimes, you know, people, okay, listen, we have packages, but we got to put everything forward and realize that we could change whatever we want. We could change whatever we want. And that's the process. So let's just answer up all these questions. Let's just answer up. Start it off. Sfiras HaOmer. There's no Shachiyonu because it's the process. It's the idea of bringing a Pesach, the physical freedom, to a spiritual freedom. And that exactly what the Mishkan is. It's the eighth day because it's L'mayla min HaTeva. Because the ultimate goal is to get to the Torah, is to live with the Mishkan. And it's beyond, it's amazing. It's L'mayla. And Hashem says, I'm going to give within you L'mayla min HaTeva, above nature. That's what eight represents. That's why I'm bringing you a Mishkan. And I'm going to give you a Mishkan. I'm going to give you a Kapara, an atonement for the Chet Ha'egel, because you took matters into your own hands. You took your own reasoning. And not only that, you made fighting within Mechiras Yosef, but the Mishkan is putting all Klal Yisrael together. And Nadav Avihu also did the same thing. They were so holy. They were such holy people. But what was their problem? They didn't do Kasher Sivcha Hashem. And if a person wants to do Kasher Sivcha Hashem, he has to follow the laws of Hashem. He has to learn Torah Shebichsav. He has to learn Torah Shebal Peh. He has to understand what he's doing. Everyone, they have to understand, go deeper, ask questions. It's not just Leila Seder, you ask questions. You can always go deeper and ask. Ask, your whole life is about asking and getting clarity and deeper and understanding more. That's what life's about. And life's about working on ourselves. Realizing we could accomplish whatever we want. Never say, I can't. A person, although we have things blocking us, never say, I can't. Because a person can do whatever they want. Bezus Hashem. Parsha Shmini. Let's bring it into our lives. Let's realize, wow, the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving us the Mishkan, giving us Kashrus, giving us the ability to connect. Bezus Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.